702.
Food feature.
All right, it is time for us to chat the food feature. And today's restaurant, we got to enjoy some of the delicious food. Chef Monati Restaurant and Grills. Bongani Nxumalo joins us on the line. Bongani, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rilebukeli Mabolcha.
It has been a long time.
It has been a long time. It has been a long time. Where have you been hiding yourself?
Ooh, I've been hiding, having a baby. Yo, I was busy. I'm so excited to hear that you have a restaurant of your own and it's in Hardee's and the presentation of the food. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that. We know you from 947, one of our sibling stations. And what happened that you suddenly said, you know, I want to go into the food business?
A lot happened. I traveled a lot and I sampled the other people's food from different countries. And as you know, I'm a foodie. When I was at 94.7, the businesses across from the building, there's about 6 or 7 beautiful restaurants there.
Mm.
So for 10 years, I was at 94.7. All I did was every single day was just to sample a different flavor from a different place, you know? So came the idea of African cuisine, and it really, really bugged me that there was no properly presented African cuisine out there. There is one here and there, there's Moyos here and there. They kind of come up.
Mm.
But a real a la carte menu where you could have a Chardonnay with malamukhodu or chicken feet with a pinotage, you know what I mean? Or champagne with some masonja.
Mm.
Doesn't exist, you know? So I decided, you know what? I need something called Chef Monati, which is going to present a proper African cuisine menu, but in an a la carte style, international vibe, so that it is exactly similar to your Pigalle restaurant, your Tasha. So you could sit down on a romantic outing and still have that kind of a la carte sit-down menu, not chicken dust in the street only.
Mm.
So let's formalize it and make it presentable, tasty, palatable. And I met an amazing woman, Matapelo, who was a chakalaka specialist, the mukhodu specialist. She knows how to clean mukhodu.
Mm.
She knows how to kill it with dumpling. She just fit the profile of Chef Monati. And it was only natural that we were to partner. And she had also traveled extensively in London, Singapore, also sampling. So we were just a pair made in heaven, you know, to meet in the kitchen and come up with this amazing Chef Monati concept.
And I mean, there are those that are listening that might have remembered that you were the host of the Perfect Sishebo show.
Yes.
Exactly.
You know how much that thing put me into trouble. Every time I go to a wedding or a funeral, the mamas start hiding their dishes because they think I'm going to judge their cooking.
And are you judging their cooking is the real question.
I don't judge food. I want to eat food. I just want to eat food. I don't like science food.
Yes.
I want full, hearty meals. The way your mom cooks it.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So if you are from Tzaneen, we need to give you the Tzaneen pap. If you are from RTBS, we need to give you the morocco. We need to give you masonja. You know, we need to give you dumplings, stampa, malamukhodu, you name it. Chicken feet. Your producer, Jonathan Fairbairn, just went crazy for chicken feet.
Listen.
I don't know why people like chicken feet.
Listen, I don't know what the English word is, kokonela, but he was kokoneling those chicken feet in the off. I don't
my
know.
Goodness.
Abel, what's the English word of kokonela?
He didn't want you to share with him at all.
It's like his teeth were trying to go into every nook, corner and cranny of every bone to get every piece of meat and flavor. He was in those bones. So that's how much he enjoyed. I personally had the mukhoduka dumpling and everyone was like, are you not going to add? I said, guys, please do not disturb the simplicity of mala mukhodu with the dumpling.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, when you decide to make pap, how do you choose which pap you're making? Because you've got bohobe wa ko Limpopo that's a bit more soft in texture.
Yes.
It's all, yeah. It's amper porridge. But you've got, you yeah. know, the more fufureging type, the yeah. crumbly type of pop. How do you choose which direction you're going to go in?
Okay, so basically, I'm looking at you coming to have lunch, and I want you to have a light lunch, even if you're having pap and mohodu. It's a very heavy meal, but it needs to sit very nicely in your stomach. And the bapedi, they've got a beautiful way of making a very light pap. It's just between porridge and hard pap, like Zulus. We are Zulus. We like it hard, man. But all the way northwest, and all the way to Limpopo, they love the softer pap.
Yes.
So now that we are situated in the northwest, we need to give you the pap from that region. Mm. We even give you ting in a softer way. So it's very difficult to like come up with a beautiful, softer, lighter pap. But there's a recipe for it. You must come to Chef Monati. We'll give it to you.
Do you make your pap like I've seen some people do, where they add things like possibly stock and butter, or you keep it simple the way that it was done back in the day?
No, Matapelo would kill me if I ever put any other thing in pap except milimil and water.
Mm.
You know, so basically the way she makes it quickly, she wants to keep it as light as possible, the way you would make porridge. And as soon as it starts cooking as a porridge, you just put a little bit of milimil, just to harden it a little bit, but keep it as so, just harder than a normal porridge, and then let it cook for like 20, 30 minutes.
Mm.
That's how you, and it will harden. As soon as you dish it, it hardens and it becomes very, very beautiful, you know?
Talk to me about your morocco, because
yes,
you get that wild kind of morocco. Is that the kind that you serve?
Yeah. So there's three types of morocco that we serve. There's the... There's something that looks like spinach. Mm. It's actually a Chinese kind of kale. So there's kale, there's chomolia from Zimbabwe, and then there's normal spinach. So we either mix all three, or we make one at a time. One would be garlic mixed. If it's just a normal spinach, like the way you know it, then that will have just potatoes in it or sweet potato.
Mm.
Or if it's the chomolia from Zimbabwe, there is one called chomolia, and the other one is called rep or rape. I don't know. It depends where you come from, how you pronounce it. They all cook differently, and they all have their different flavors. But sometimes when you combine them together, they make different magic in the mouth.
Mm.
So I like to use different morocos at different times. Even if I can get the pumpkin one, we still make it there. Even the wild ones, when it just rained, the makaya, there's the one that actually grows wild there. We can do that as well. So there's different types of morocco that will just send you back home.
Mm.
I've seen people sitting at the restaurant eating and thinking, man, I feel like I'm at home right now. Because we want to make it as original and as organic as possible. So there's no need to be adding funny stuff like your butter or your extra spices and whatnot. Try and keep it as organic and as original as possible, but flavorful. And it's in the art of how the chefs in the kitchen make it, you know. So we sample it sometimes, and if we don't like it, we move it away from the menu. And if it's beautiful, the people will tell us that bring more of this, and we go with that. So we are open, because the recipes come from wild, you know, the Zulu. There's 9 different recipes from 9 different languages, you know what I mean?
Yes,
so we've got to combine certain things so that you don't have a million things in your menu.
Mm.
So we like to keep it as simple as possible, but very, very, very hearty, warm, and flavorful.
So talk to us about what the ambience is like. What can people expect when they walk in, and what is the setting like when you go and dine there?
All right. So Chef Monati tries to find the warmest and the heartiest place you will ever find on earth. I want to say that. So we'll use, from furniture, we use wicker chairs, you know, the ones made in Malawi. Then the ambience is very Afrocentric. As soon as you walk in, you are in a different place. You will feel like you are in Africa. So the idea is an American must walk in and say, I want to sample the best of South Africa, or the best of the western side of Africa, or southern side of Africa. So he must get the holistic experience. it starts with the menu, it goes with the lingo, it goes with the music, and then, you know, our tapestry of music ranges from kwaito to house to mapiano to jazz to funk to even Motown classics. That's Africa for you. We have been influenced. So we want to give you that ambiance on a Sunday where you have your soft soul, and on a Friday where we have your vinyl Fridays. So the ambiance is just so beautifully set. And we were so lucky that we always get couples. They want to sit in the corner and chill and listen to soft music in the background. Freddie Jackson pumping there at the back of Lira and Sibongile Khumalo. So that vibe still remains the same. So it's not only the palate that will keep you at Chef Monati, but the ambiance and the food and the ladies dressed up like Zulu maidens.
Are you talking about Zulu maidens the way we know Zulu maidens to be
the way
not
we know
dressed?
Zulu maidens.
Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so the color code. Let's talk about the color code. First of all, it's beautiful people, beautiful women, ladies. So they dress up as if they just rocked up from KZN. They came back here on horseback. So keep it as Afrocentric as possible. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. And I think it's great that you've taken what you wanted to translate in the food of feeling home and translated it into the furniture, the decor, the design, the colors, and the dress code. So how must I dress when I go there? Do you want me to be in my chibelani, in my traditional sepedi attire? Or how do you want me to dress when I come?
You see, now you are coming to the part where, do you want to dress up? You want to be colorful, because you're going to take Instagrammable pictures there. So come in your best attire that you feel best represents you when you want to feel a muhodu with dumpling and chakalaka palette in your mouth. And then you are listening to Silaelo Slota. What kind of dress garb do you think best suits a Chef Monati setting in that environment? Some people want to wear shorts and red like they are going to a golf tournament. Some people really want to dress up to the nines. But I really, really think on a day like that, like there's this lady that came through. She went to fetch mom and dad with hubby and the kids. So mom and dad really dressed traditional the minute she said, we're going to a traditional Afrocentric restaurant. So mom and dad felt, no, it's best to dress Afro. So if that best represents you, by all means, but you're going to make Afro Chef Monati look absolutely presentable in the picture. So I appreciate any dress code there.
So I think that everybody needs to head out to Chef Monati Restaurant and Grills that is in Hartbeespoort. And Bongani Nxumalo, thank you so much for chatting to us. Thank you so much for serving us such delicious food. We all were enjoying the traditional food, exactly like what you said. It is home in a plate.
I love it. I love it. Listen, our chef, head chef, Matapelo Malaji, it's her birthday today. So I just wanted to say, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Matapelo. Happy birthday to you. Thank you so much, Bongani Nxumalo, owner of Chef Monati.